In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
We were talking about Dak Prescott, the unique situation that the Dallas Cowboys are in. Dak Prescott potentially in a historic situation, being a quarterback of his caliber, walking away from the team that he's on. You have a theory on what might be taking place in Dallas right now.
Yeah, I look at Dallas, and I feel like Micah is getting paid. Like that's the one non-negotiable, it feels like.
Yeah.
I feel like Jerry loves Dak. Now Jerry might not be making the decisions all the way. Maybe Steven is, but I feel like Jerry loves Dak. I don't think he's moving on from Dak. I feel like CD might be the odd man out. Or at the very least, there's like not a Jerry may be like, you run the day-to-day, but I oversee every – like, if it comes down to it, if I really want something, I'm getting it done, right? Like, he may have given Steven the day-to-day, like, yeah, you handle the tight end position. You know what I mean? You've got authority to do all that. And I'm going to listen to you for the most part. But if it comes down to Dak versus CD and I want Dak Prescott – I overrule everything. At the end of the day, Steven, I own the team still. I don't care who's running day to day. And I feel like that's what it's going to come down to.
I think he's still the general manager.
That too.
I think
that's kind of what it comes. I feel like Steven is probably saying, like, we need to pay Dak. Like, if we got to choose, we need to pay CD. And I think Jerry loves Dak and wants to pay Dak. And he probably feels like, and I don't want to say rightfully so, but he probably was like, we can replace CD. Like, we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that. We've had a Dez Bryant. We've had a T.O. We've had a Amari Cooper. Now we've got CD. Like, we can go find another. We had, for a second, yeah. Miles Austin.
Amari Cooper is not CD Lamb.
I agree.
Miles Austin's not CD Lamb. I thought Miles Austin was very good. Miles Austin appears to have been a product of Tony Romo.
Or?
Well, don't do that. Don't do that.
I agree. I think CD is the best out. Well, Dez
he got paid off of his time with Tony Romo.
Dez was
like,
really
that's good. Not CD Lamb.
No, I
like
agree.
CD Lamb.
But look at Dez. He found Dez, yeah, and then he found CD.
I can't.
I got T.O.
Well, like, they didn't find T.O.
No, but he got him. He may be saying, I can just go get another wide receiver. I've done it for the last however many years. I don't know if I can go get another quarterback. Now, did you see those rumors? We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Was it on the show or was it?
I don't think it was. It wasn't on the show. Or at least if you're going the direction I think you're going, it wasn't on the show. I don't even think it was on the break. I think it was privately.
Oh, yeah. Well, the rumors are out there that Jerry loves Shedeur Sanders. And Dallas is one of those teams that Deion said he would okay Shedeur going to. And I'm not saying they're tanking or nothing like that. But I feel like they say he is enamored with Shedeur Sanders. And he may look at it like, you know, I'll move on from Dak and go get this superstar young quarterback right here in Shedeur Sanders. And I keep CD and everything works out that way. And I'd be sick if they got Shedeur Sanders.
Where's Shedeur?
Like number two.
That's not even possible. How the Cowboys going to get to two? You know how you get to two? You sign CeeDee Lamb and everyone involved, and then you trade all of them to the pick that's at number two. Yeah. They're not going to be bad enough to get anywhere near Shedeur Sanders.
I don't think so
either. Even if Deion flexes a little bit.
Right.
Like, they're not gonna be bad enough.
Yeah. And I hope
minimum, even if Deion flexes, they'd have to be in the top 10 at least.
Right.
And that's
maybe you could trade into the top 10.
I feel like they'd have, well, maybe.
I don't think they'll be this bad, but the Niners were 12. I think they finished maybe like 8-9
when they got to
Trey Lance. I think they
okay.
I'll look this up.
I think it was 13, 12 or 13, but
I think they were 12. And to get to that, they might have been 6-10, 7-9. Because the only reason that I'm struggling on what it was is because we're doing the show, and I remember they got to one game under 500 in December. And I was like, that's all I'm asking for. But they don't even have the damn record here. Well, point being, they didn't bottom out, but they were under 500.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like 12 or 13, and they were able to get to three. I don't think the Cowboys are ever going to be that bad where they'll be under 500. So I don't know how that would work. I really hope it don't happen, though, regardless, because Shedeur, that's my boy, and I do not want to see him in Dallas. Do not want to see him in Dallas. That's my boy, Shedeur Sanders. I think he's the truth.
I know you do.
Did you see, Jesse, did you see, is Jesse in there? Not in there. So remember, did you ever see the video we were talking about with the Colorado did, and they clipped it and people were
the pass?
Yeah. Did you see that was like trending where other colleges were?
I didn't.
Other colleges, they had like the one that was most memorable is, I don't know if you remember this play in the Rose Bowl with Jameis Winston for Florida State.
Okay.
And Jameis is like under pressure and he's falling back or whatever the case is. He's like, whoa. And he like falls back.
Yeah.
And they clip it there and then it's a touchdown in the Florida State.
That's awesome.
They were having a good time with that.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, that's my boy. I'm a big Shedeur believer, so I definitely don't want him to go to Dallas.
I don't think that you have anything to worry about. I could be wrong.
I don't think so either.
It feels they're just way too good to be in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. At the best case scenario, they'd have to finish below 500. I don't think they're a below 500 team.
No, I don't think they are. I don't think they are. Like we can argue over whether they're a championship team or not, but arguing over whether they're over 500, that is tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. This is a tough look. This is a tough look for the Dallas Cowboys. This is a weird look for the NFL. You got that going on in Dallas. Obviously, the Brandon Ayuk situation in San Francisco. Again, holdouts or hold-ins in some cases they're not uncommon. Then you had the situation that happened yesterday with New York. Mm-hmm. That got contentious quick.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like lightning quick. Oh, Hassan Reddick wants to be traded. No. We told him per CBA.
CBA. Oh, hit him with the per.
Oh, this is bad. And they don't even, these two don't even know each other.
They don't.
My man has stepped foot on the New York Jets campus once to take his physical to get the trade to go through, and that was it.
Man. And they traded for him like, yo, this is what we're doing. How could you not know?
Because you're dysfunctional.
Man.
Man.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Has that ever happened?
Where a guy requests a trade for a team he never played for? I'm going to bet no.
All in one offseason, too. Like, this is all. This was not last year. He was hurt.
Training camp.
We did this. Bro, you got here 3 weeks ago, and you want to leave now?
He got traded in March and wants out in August.
Jets really said, hey, let's trade for this guy. We'll figure it out after. Never figured
Bro,
it out.
That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy. And again, it got bad quick.
Yeah.
We've told him we're not trading him.
So, right. I mean, what needs to happen in this situation? Like,
Hassan Reddick situation?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
The Jets need to pay him. You traded for him for a reason. Pay him.
What did you go acquire him for? Like, you didn't know this was going to happen?
This is not an Ayuk Niner situation.
Not even close.
This is all on the Jets. All of it is on the Jets.
This is crazy. It would literally be like the Steelers trading for Brandon Ayuk right now and refusing to pay him.
Exactly. Or just severely underestimating what his actual worth is or whatever.
What did you think? What were you anticipating when you were you under a rock when you decided? Like, did they get a call from Philadelphia like, oh, you want to trade this to Hassan Reddick? Sure. Hey, can you believe this? These guys want to trade this. I don't know why they want to do that. Like, sure, just take it.
Don't even
Google. Just take it. Just say yes.
Don't even Google.
Philly was like, hey, we can't pay him, but if you guys are going to, here, take him. And the Jets just were confused, I guess.
They didn't even get that. The Eagles were like, hey, do you want to sign Reddick? Can you believe these guys? Yeah. Yeah, we'll trade for
sure.
Sure. Who cares? He might have a situation. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Sure. Make the trade go through. And they get him. And then they do the Googles after they agree to the trade. Like, oh, he wanted out of Philly because he wanted a contract? Oh, man.
You didn't trade for like a safety either. You traded for like a position group who gets paid.
I wonder what he's looking for, too. I wonder what kind of deal he's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he thinks he should be like the highest paid interior. He's interior. Or is he an edge guy? I think he's edge.
No, he's an edge guy.
He's an edge guy. Does he think he should be Nick Bosa?
He's really good. I don't know that I'd do that.
He tore it up the year they went to the Super Bowl, right?
He was a game changer. He was an absolute game changer.
Yep.
And he's really, really good. I could see him asking to be the highest paid.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
He's 29 years old right now. I don't know if he can get highest.
That's a good point. You're onto something.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you get highest paid player, but like you do have to pay a lot still for that position.
That's one of those positions, but
I just think the Jets really underestimated what like he's worth or whatever.
Well, and then I didn't know this. For the first time in training camp, Ja'Marr Chase not showing up. So his hold in might be over.
What a What a weird preseason.
It really is, man.
We'll come back.
Bro, we
did you,
is the red
did you
light not
come
on?
In?
Is the red light not on?
Do you want to come in? No.
Can you?
Yes, we'll be right back because Kimberly said go to a break. Latest update from the YouTube auto-generated AI chat summary. Viewers are reacting to a celebratory shot that was taken during the live stream. They are commenting on the quality of the drink, noting that it was Crown Royal. It was not.
It's Crown Royal. Crown Apple is bomb, though.
And discussing a funny moment from a previous episode where Kenny took a shot instead of sipping it. That was funny. That was
oh
funny.
Yeah, that was a wild.
What
time.
Was that? Was some whiskey or something like that?
Yeah,
that was some Charlie Special
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that was some stuff at a Charlie's cabinet, which he handed me that bottle this morning. I was like, oh boy, Charlie. But yeah, you, Kyle and I are just sipping our drink, and all of a sudden, Kenny's gone.
I thought it was a shot. I thought he was taking a shot.
It wasn't a shot.
I'm grown now, though. I can handle
that
it.
That was one of those moments in the movies where it's like, all right, nobody press the red button for 30 seconds. Okay, that will have 25 to get out after you press the button, Kenny just hits it.
To be fair, wasn't it the same amount that it we just got?
It was
about
little,
the same.
It was a little bit more than we just had, and that was like, you normally don't. I don't shoot whiskeys or bourbons. Mm. And what was great is for the radio audience, we threw the commercial because Kimberly acted like we need to be in commercial. And the tribal chief walks in and goes, well, the idea was for this to be on the air.
Who's the boss?
It's like, ma'am.
Yeah, she asked me when we were going to break, and like, I was like,
what?
Okay, but.
You know, pokes her head through the door. Are you on break? Oh, Kimberly, we're never on break. Trista Crick, by the way, at the top of the 2 o'clock hour.
T.
Jason
Crick.
Jones in the 3 o'clock
the professor.
Hour. You talk about being people's favorites. I didn't get a FaceTime from TK today.
Well, because you're going to be on a show.
That's not even the same.
Damien is.
If I move those balloons,
he not only
know.
Is he the favorite of Odyssey, he's the favorite of Sacramento.
No one is buying that Odyssey thing. Like Jesse, real quick, steak dinner for you? Okay,
bro,
me
what?
Either.
We were meeting. It was a meeting, and it coincided with a contract signing. That's what that was. What are we talking about?
Bro, I got to go to Morton's because of you. Thank you.
No, because of PDX.
I don't think that's what it was for. Did PDX sign a contract that day?
No.
They put your contract signing next to DeMar DeRozan's, and it looked exactly the same.
I don't know why. I don't know why you would do that.
Identical.
It is not even identical.
With Stacey Kaufman playing the role of Monty McNair and Kenny Caraway playing the role of DeMar DeRozan. There it was, side by side.
Hey, look, no lie.
Stacey looking on adoringly as Kenny signs his contract.
Hey, no lie, that shot hit immediately.
Yeah, no, it did. Yeah, no, I'm trying.
What the hell was that?
I'm playing through it.
All right, here we go. It's my time.
Hey, what the hell was that?
We need to get another one before a TK come on and really turn this thing out.
I need to get some water.
Yeah, that.
Maybe Kim was right.
Man, oh, man. I'm sitting here like.
Nah, it's warm. That's what it is. It's a little warm.
Let's get to these callers, huh?
Boy. What the hell
was
that?
Lee Z, it's your show for the rest of the day, buddy.
Yo, what's poppin', D-Lo and KC? What's good, guys?
HAL, what up, man? Hey, HAL, real quick. You know what I'm saying? Did everything go smooth the other night, man? Y'all have a nice little time?
Oh, you know, I'm just putting in some work, you know what I'm saying?
Lee Z was out there. He was working on something, man. He was like, man, you know, I really like this girl, man.
Mm.
You know, he's working on something, man. So, you know, had to let her know. At least he's the man out here.
There you go.
He's the man.
Hey, I appreciate that, Casey. Hey, I heard you guys talking about Crown Royal shots, and I was like, hey, I got it.
I don't know what this was. That wasn't Crown Royal. It was markers, but it's okay.
Hey, I'm down.
It was a shot nonetheless that is just swirling around our insides right now. Pause.
Yes, sir.
It's just all over the place.
Whoa. Flag on the play.
Yeah, there it is. All right.
I'm special guest referee. I had to call the flag. Hey, guys, I just wanted to call in. I don't got no hot takes today. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you guys for always supporting me, both of you. D-Lo, Casey, you guys always hook me up. And happy birthday, D-Lo. I hope you celebrate today. Casey, we're going to pop some bottles when I see you. It's all good, man. I just wanted to show y'all some love.
Yes, sir, man. Shout out Leezy, man. Doing his thing, man. A lot of everything that we've done in this 4 years, man, couldn't have been done without Leezy, man. You know what I'm saying? Boosting the profile of what we do. And just showing love, man, and working hard, man. I tell him all the time, he's going to get wherever he's trying to get. I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that. You know what I mean? Like, he going to get there because he work hard, he handle business. You know?
That's what I'm excited about for the 1,000th episode, because it's not really a celebration of a 1,000th episode. It's a celebration of the people who helped get us there.
Mm-hmm.
We joke all of the time, this cheap-ass company, our work is outsourced.
Yeah.
Between Dr. David's Photoshops and Zay's videos and bringing Leezy to Soul Bloom or King's Games or concerts in the park or whatever, the amount of content that we have to promote what we're doing wouldn't exist without you guys. Like, it absolutely would not exist without you guys, because there's only so much time in the day, and Jesse's got 50 things to do. Casey's got 50 things to do, including his home life. I've got 50 things to do here. And we just couldn't do all of this without you guys. So 1 week from tomorrow, we'll be celebrating you, man. That's what the 1,000th episode is going to be all about.
I know that. I know one thing. They didn't skimp on this alcohol. Now my lips are numb.
Do you need to go to Kaiser?
Kenny, boy, oh boy.
Kenny needs to go.
Wait, what?
Kenny needs to go across the street because he had like an ounce and a half of alcohol.
What's wrong? My friend had a shot.
No, this one different, bro. This one.
You going to be all right?
I'm fine. I'm just saying, this one different.
Did you get a shot?
No, I got to be on point.
No, you gotta get
some. Huh?
You got to get some.
I'm back here. I'm good.
Do you have food in there?
I got some sweet potato chips.
I was going to say, if you don't have any food, I'm gonna ask you to leave that alcohol alone.
Going to the fortress of, what'd you say, fortress snackitude?
Snackitude, yeah.
You want some skinny pop?
Yeah.
The way Kenny's acting, that ain't going to help. Kenny needs like a double bacon cheeseburger or something right now.
Need some Jack in the Box. Isn't that what they say? Jack in the Box is like.
Kenny's like, was there weed in that shot? Was that an edible shot? What was that?
Oh man, Tribal Chief wasn't playing around.
Well, that's how the Tribal Chief roll. They do that on the regular.
Maybe he's feeling cool too. Ask him for his company car.
we'll check.
Hey, tell him we want In-N-Out for D-Lo's birthday.
We'll get back on Twitter.
Who's back on Twitter?
Oh, we'll get back on Twitter.
Oh,
and we'll get pro reference, pro football reference, or whatever.
We was
get all that.
That. I love that you're a mess right now. Charlie already said we were going to get the $30 or whatever it cost.
He said it was good. He said that and Twitter. Well, Twitter is up.
Well,
right
Twitter's
now.
Well, Twitter is the, no, it's not means. Up.
Why
well,
not up? It's not blacked out like it was.
It is.
Well, no, it is.
Not for me.
Oh well, not. But it is. The same message is still there.
This thing. Look. All right. I'm. I'm gonna press this button.
Kenny's one shot in. Now we got Twitter blue.
Now it's not.
Now we got Twitter blue.
Now it's blocked. Before it wasn't. It was like ready to go live.
KC just hit up Twitter like, hey, KC in LA. Oh, sorry,
Kenny. That was a classic. Boy, I remember I was at San Francisco Saloon and I was like, yo, man, what's up, man?
Secure in the Bagley. How is KC drunk right now?
I'm not drunk. Don't do that. Don't do it at Secure in the Bagley. People might be listening, man. Come on now.
He's not drunk. He good.
I'm good, but I ain't gonna lie. That hit a little different.
No, there is a lot of speculation on your current state. I ain't gonna lie.
Go ahead and fire that Tesla self-drive.
I ain't gonna lie. There is a lot of speculation.
I thought, oh, bye. I thought that was the Tribal Chief walking this way.
No.
And I turned around. And I said,
no. Keep this up for like 2 more minutes. This might go on the top 10 list.
A late entry. Casey gets drunk off a one shot.
Oh, this shot was different, though.
Oh, man.
Do we have any new updates on the schedule?
Nothing. No. Nothing.
I trust my guy, Sean Cunningham, but, I can't believe
that'd be pretty. That'd be pretty incredible.
Both of those Thursdays wouldn't be on TNT, like at least one of them would have to be on TNT.
Yeah,
I would think. But he says the first national TV game would be 1:16. against the Rockets.
Well, more will leak out here, and of course, the schedule will actually be released on Thursday. So
that's not as fun as the leaks.
No, the leaks are way more fun. Yeah, the leaks are way more fun. Mm-hmm. You brought something up yesterday, sort of. You mentioned Greeny. Mm-hmm. Said Greeny said that shot from Steph Curry in the gold medal game was the greatest shot in basketball history. And we kind of laughed at that. But that is a fun conversation. And I did think of this yesterday, but kind of held it off because we were, you know, having conversations about, you know, Steph and LeBron and giving them their just due in the moment. But what is the greatest shot in basketball history?
That's a great question.
When you brought up what Greeny said, I don't think this is it, but the very first shot that came to my mind was Kyrie.
Mm, 2016 NBA.
Yeah. Like, again, it's not. I don't think that is the greatest shot, but it immediately came to my mind like, I mean, Cleveland beat a 72-win team, 73-win team, whatever it was, and that was massive. It was like the one basket in the final 3 minutes of the game or whatever it was.
So Greeny, like, is I'll say he's wrong, but it's not the craziest thing he's ever said.
I don't know.
I disagree, but it's not the craziest thing.
I don't even think that was Steph's best shot ever.
Well, and so
it's probably top three.
So I started
three, but like, yeah, but like
that Steph against OKC shot.
That's
the one.
Yeah, I feel
you
like
you think that's the greatest shot of all time.
The greatest shot of all time. That's Steph's greatest shot of all time. I mean, it was first round, but Dame against OKC.
That's the one
for me. That's a good one. Like, it's not the best, but like that's probably my favorite ever.
I mean,
that was a moment.
That's a good one.
It's in there, but I mean, Jordan on Russell.
That's what I'm saying. Where that's probably like the first or
Jordan
something like
on Russell.
Yeah, because it was his last shot ever in the NBA. He never played again.
Never again.
May 20th with the Wizards.
Kyrie is up there though.
I think Kyrie is absolutely up there.
Kyrie might be top five.
I'm with that. I'd probably put. Well, what about Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites. Just the sheer drama of that shot is insane.
The Kyrie shot is dope, but does that get drowned out kind of from the block? I feel like if we see a highlight from that game, it's the block.
Yeah, I agree.
A little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
The one who gets ignored is Kevin Love. The stop gets ignored.
You got to say the stop so I can remember.
So yeah. I'm cheating a little bit. I got this video up of the greatest shots in NBA. And it doesn't have to be a playoff game. Mm-mm. But that's
One of my personal favorites is Russ on Denver.
That's an all-timer. But one that's coming up right now is Kobe against the Suns.
Yeah.
I mean that's
that's a great radio move. The Tiger Woods fist pump.
That's an all time. Oh, on here as well. As I scroll a little bit more, Derek Fisher shot.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Man.
What about Jordan on Elo?
That's an all timer.
Yay, Bulls win.
That's an all timer. Another one that I forgot about that I'm looking at right now is Ray Allen.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That one saved LeBron's legacy of...
Well, don't do that.
I'm saying if you believe how they tell it.
You know one that is came up just now that it's probably not like even on the top 25, but I do remember it. I think it was a great moment. It was the Paul Pierce shot in Washington. That was the buzzer beater to beat. I think they're playing Brooklyn. Oh, no, they're playing Atlanta. See, you don't even remember.
That doesn't even register.
That was a great one.
Paul Pierce was in.
I called game.
Oh, that one.
That was a great shot.
That one. I remember that more than the actual shot. Did you call bank? No, I called game. Was that the line?
Yeah.
Legend. Is.
Well, Jesus. All right.
Is.
Come on.
Or you go first, Casey.
I don't even want to go.
Oh, don't. You're really going to do that?
No, that's why I said I'm
going to go. Oh, no, yeah.
What is your problem?
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do it.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Is LeBron's shot against the Magic the most overrated one ever?
No, it's not overrated.
Not overrated.
It's just of no consequence.
That's what I'm saying. It's no consequence, yeah, but it's on highlights. We see it. Like, it's just, it's like one of the greatest ever.
Well, because on a highlight reel, you don't have to bring context to it. And a highlight reel, he hits the shot, he turns around and celebrates. The fact that they lost the series doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's a highlight. Mm-hmm. I always remember it as like, why are they showing that?
That's a great moment.
It's
though.
A great shot. Yeah. In the context of a singular play, but when you have the full context of that story, it's nothing.
Because I feel like if the NBA were to do like a top 10 all-time shots or whatever, like they would throw that in there. I feel like that's how much people like that shot.
They might. Yeah, they might.
And it's like,
I thought LeBron's buzzer beater against Toronto was better.
That was a good one. Nah, yeah, maybe. I think that one was better, though. More iconic.
The Magic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that, well, come to think about it, was that even a buzzer beater, the one in the corner? Or was there like a little...
Which one?
The one where... Didn't Bron hit like a crazy shot in the corner?
Against Toronto?
Yeah.
That was
the buzzer?
Mark Jones on the call. He hit it, and then he points like that. And
okay. The way. Okay.
Yeah, bank shot.
I couldn't remember if there was like 2 seconds left or something. He beat Toronto a lot.
Bang! Like that. And look, sidebar. Oh, I don't know if it was an hour, but it was a good 30 to 35 minutes I spent on that thread. Well, if you combine here at work and then when I got home, it might have been an hour.
Yeah.
LeBron is hilarious.
Yeah. LeBron
is hilarious.
The debate will go on forever about the all-time greatest between LeBron and Michael Jordan, but LeBron is the all-time funniest forever.
And did you see they got more angles?
Of the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some speculation about what the kid said. I don't know about that. But he said, stop. Stop. Don't do that.
Hey. Now that's not what he did. He kept walking. Then when he got to the entrance, he was feeling the music a little bit.
He said, stop. Stop. Don't do that.
Let's get TC in here. 916-909-1320. What's happening, TC?
Yes, sir. Before we get started, what's up with my two brothers? Happy birthday, Air Horns for D-Lo.
Yeah, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All love. You know, I had to tap in, and you know, with that. Hey, listen, man. Hey, y'all talking about these last-minute shots. Hey, I'm all for that. But listen, we're going to keep it short and sweet. I ain't going to hold up today. This D-Lo day. Kenny. That boy standing on business, man. Hey, listen, I wish him the best. I love B.A., and I love what he did, bro. Just me personally, I love what he did. And I'm a missing big dog, but he going to move on over there with Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin know what to do with him.
All right. With look, T.C., maybe so. I mean, you felt the same way about Trey Lance. Does Dallas – how does that work out? It ain't work out good for Trey Lance. Worked out just fine for the 49ers.
He said, I'm going to miss him. That's funny.
That was big.
And Brandon
Christian
Ayuk.
McCaffrey energy right
there.
Well,
that was when Dwight tweeted, Lord, carry him now, when Gordon Hayward broke his foot. I was like, he's not dead, Dwight. Just going to Pittsburgh.
And Brandon Ayuk, I think Brandon Ayuk's a great player. I think he'll do well in Pittsburgh. I do believe that. But all right, we'll see what happens. We'll see what you looking like in January. We'll see what happens if it goes through. We'll see.
Mitch, 916-909-1320.
Oh, all the stars are coming out, man.
Oh, yeah,
D-Lo's birthday.
Well, no,
man.
I don't think that's what it's for. What's up, Mitch?
Fresh new seat, folks. Oh. How's it going, Danny? KC, what's happening?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Poppin'.
What's popping?
I said my grandson. Yeah, I think it was easy when he was 2 months old instead of 2 years.
Terrible twos?
As he gets older.
Terrible twos going down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I got terrible ones.
Get him in college. Then my job is complete and I'm still around.
Yeah, well, you got a little while to go.
Yeah, a little while ago. Time is flying, but I tell you, it was easy when I was working. I kind of miss work, especially miss the dogs.
Mitch's going to go get a job just so he don't have to babysit.
I do miss them.
Mitch does love dogs.
Mitch's going to go get a job so he ain't got to babysit.
No, I love the guy. First, I hope Trey, why doesn't Dallas trade Dak and get throw in Trey Lance? I love the number he picked. And I think, is this a possibility? I'm sorry. I know I never give you a chance to talk. I don't even hear your half your replies. I'm like half deaf. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Mitch.
You good, big dog.
On Shohei Ohtani, he wins the MVP and he won in the American League last year, will be the first guy ever. And I know Casey is another guy so close at the Giants, almost got the big fish, so close. I know you don't say anything about the San Francisco Giants. 49ers, I love it. But you don't say anything about, you don't talk to your Giants anymore. There's no, you're not strutting. You're not strutting like you usually do, brother.
They're actually playing very well. They took a L last night in a
hell of a game.
Yeah, it was a great game. Blake Snell is going crazy.
He hit you with a brother.
What did he say, bro, too, earlier?
He said, what's popping?
What's popping? He said, what's popping? He was in his bag, man. I think Mitch been hanging out in Jersey City, man. Yeah, Mitch been hanging out with Pino or something, man. Like, I don't know what's going on.
It must be.
He in Newark. Man. Mitch been in Newark lately. Talking about what's popping.
Mitch been using all this free time.
But, yeah, the Giants game, we would talk about the Giants a little bit later, but last night's game was
that was incredible.
I'll tell you like this, and like I said, we can get to it later. I'm watching now. It's appointment TV at this point. It's that time of the year. Yes, yeah, that time of the year.
I don't hate that.
They're playing well. I know last night I got home. I said, it's 6-something, or I was a little late.
Yeah.
It's 7-something. It's time to turn the Giants game on. It's that time.
It's not popular. I love games like that.
Oh, those are great.
Love games like that.
Oh, absolutely.
That will get me to watch baseball. And I'm with you. It's a little early for me, but I'm kind of curious what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord knows there's nothing else on. So I want to
WNBA come back on Thursday.
Well. I know. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Let's get it's Titus, right? We got Titus here.
Real Brothers. Let's go.
What's up, Titus? My brother?
Titus was good.
Titus fell under the ring. Titus! All right. Well, that's fine.
So I'm still on this video. Look, Greeny, I'm going to stall you out a little bit, Greeny. I'm going to stall you out. I don't know if Steph is even top 10. Like, we're going through shots that we haven't even mentioned. The Allen Houston shot against Miami, first round.
Mm-hmm.
That's an all-timer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeing Allen Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue. That's an all-timer.
Well, you put one in our notes that we haven't mentioned yet.
Which, I can't
Larry Johnson. Yeah,
oh, Larry drunk, Johnson.
Larry Johnson. Yeah.
Not drunk. Larry Johnson, 4-point play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an all-timer as well. I'm looking at Dame got two.
You know what the...
Dame got the one against Paul George, and then the one that beat the Rockets is an all-timer.
You know, like, Steph, I know Steph will get the credit. Like, Steph deserves all of the credit. Mm-hmm. We talk about big shots, though. You go back to that game against Serbia where I think KD hit a three when Anthony Davis was pushed into him.
Mm-hmm.
And they had I think it was a 6-point possession.
Yeah.
Because they got the ball back.
And Book hit a three.
And then Book hits the three. Mm-hmm. They don't win.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the game had shifted. Everything changed with that single trip down the court.
That was a huge stretch.
And it set the table for Steph being able to do what he does.
That trip down the court, and then we mentioned it as we were live watching, the missed three by Serbia.
Yep.
That would have put them, they were up two.
They got an offensive rebound, yeah.
And it would have put them up five, and he just missed a three. And then I think USA went on like an 8-0 run after that.
Well, that would make sense because they got six really quick.
Yeah.
And then I think they got, I can't remember. I feel like they got a steal, the Steph steal
Steph got a steal. LeBron got a driving layup coast to coast. Then Steph picked it off, got a steal. He went coast to coast and finished.
We got Titus back. Let's get him in here. Titus, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up, y'all? My bad. I got a new phone. It could be going on mute.
That's all good, big dog, baby.
Good, man. Real Brothers of Sacramento, man. I always make time for you.
Yeah, happy birthday, D-Lo.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, I seen you on the news, KC. You was looking spiffy the other night.
Oh, man,
you
didn't
even speak
on
that on the radio.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. I'm just trying to do what I can, man. You know.
Yeah, that's what's up. And then I was going to say, hey, I hope B.A. do go over there with Pittsburgh. Because y'all know I'm a Denver Bronco fan. Mm. So he can have fun over there with Russell. Good luck with that.
Titus, that was unnecessary.
That was unnecessary, but yeah, Russ.
It might not be wrong.
Man. It's Justin Fields season over there.
I know what Ramsey's calling Justin for. Fields. Tell everyone, hang on, and we'll get to
everybody
all of the
posts. Popping up for D-Lo. This crazy, that's bro. Not I'm what's telling happening. You, bro. Everybody popping up, man. My dog, he bring them all out, man. Come on now.
Will you stop?
We'll come back. Trista Crick at the top of the hour. It's D-Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Well, because I said it during the commercial break, got to get those
bro, views. Look, man. This is just what happens, man. When D-Lo's birthday pops off, everybody come through. It's crazy, man.
There's nobody here.
We ain't had this type of action on the phones in months. Tell
That's
me.
Facts.
I can say this with all certainty. Ramsey is not calling to wish me happy birthday.
He will. He'll say happy birthday.
I do not think that he will. He was at the game last night. I remember he told us he was at the Giants game last night. Ramsey, how was the game?
Yeah, first off, I'll say it in English or in Spanish. Happy birthday, Damien.
Okay, all right. Look, he said it begrudgingly.
No, I didn't say it, but yeah. No,
look, now he wants to fight me over. You see, this is Ramsey right here.
Ramsey a fool.
I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
But, yeah, like I said yesterday, I was at the game, and from what you saw on TV, it was about 10 times more intense being there. My major issue with the entire game for both starting pitchers was they got a bunch of strikeouts, but their pitch count was so high. Unfortunately, I knew they both weren't going to finish the game to where you couldn't have Blake Snell, even though he had 6 no-hit innings. Unfortunately, I knew it wasn't going to happen because he was already over 100 pitches when he gave up the first hit in the 7th inning. Chris Sale at one point retired 16 straight hitters from the 2nd to the 7th inning, but his pitch count was running high. But I mean, and I never thought until now with the new rule changes, I go to an extra inning game that only took 2.5 hours, even though it was a 1-0 game. So, I mean, the game flew by, and like you said, I had plenty of time circled around the airport literally 4 or 5 times before my dad got off the plane and almost got caught up in a traffic situation late at night that went the wrong way, but plenty of time, drove home, and it all worked itself out last night.
Ramsey, was that Snell's second start since the no-hitter?
Yeah, because okay. he had one on the road. That was his first home start since the no-hitter.
Got you. But, appreciate you, Ramsey. But, there's speculation that Ramsey sounds happier when he's talking to Kyle Draper than us, but I'm not sure.
Streets are talking, Ramsey.
Come on, man. Damn, Ramsey. Damn, another one.
Can't lie, he did sound happy.
Check this out. Blake Snell, in his last 7 outings, which includes the no-hitter, he has gone, I'm doing a little math here live on air, he's gone 45 and a third innings. He's given up 14 hits, 5 runs. In July, his ERA was 0.75. In August, in 3 starts, it's 1.27.
Come on, man.
He has been dominant.
Did he win it again?
I don't think he's going to have enough starts. I don't think the Giants are a good enough team.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know, but we still got September. I mean, if he keeps this up, he's been phenomenal. He was lights out last night. Ramsey talked about it. I think it was about 6 1/3 innings, a no-hit ball. He's been I take jabs at him and all this other stuff, but I got to salute him on this one because he was right. He said it a couple weeks ago. He said, yo, Farhan, I'm talking about. He said, we've got the best rotation in baseball. We got the best pitching in baseball.
Yeah.
He may not be wrong. When you're talking about Logan Webb, you talk about Blake Snell, the way he's pitching, and Robbie Ray doing what he does. That three, if you – look, I love the Giants. I love the Giants. And, I'm not ever trying to be overly negative. It's just – sometimes I got to call a spade, but if you can get into postseason play with those three pitchers, I'll take my chances. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship or not because they can't hit. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They can't hit to save their lives. But if you can go into the postseason play with those three starters, you got a shot. You got a shot in any series, man. And I talked about it a little bit before, man. I'm I've watched the Giants sparingly throughout the year just because I was just so unenthused by everything that happened with that roster and everything in the off. Just uninspired, right? Mm-hmm. But before yesterday, they had won 8 of 11. They were a game and a half back of that last wild card spot. Then playing some really good baseball. And that it was that time. Yesterday, I was like, oh, Braves are in town. Giants playing well. Guess what I'm doing when I get home? Mm-hmm. Locked into the Giants game. And I was. It was a good game. They didn't get the win. They got to find a way to get these next two. But they're doing their thing right now. I got to salute.
The Giants may have the best rotation in baseball, but D'Lo and KC have the best community in the Chatty House. Is brought to you by Matthews Mattress, and their Labor Day sales event is jumping off right now. Huge savings on Beautyrest, Beauty Blast Black. Huge savings on every mattress in the store. And it doesn't matter what store. There's 10 of them. You can head over to MatthewsMattress.com, find one of the 10 locations nearest you. Casey, so many different reasons why you need to shop at Matthews Mattress. But the most important is right now you can enjoy 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required.
Hey, man, they'll take care of you. And then don't forget the order by five out by nine,
yeah,
they'll take care of you on that one as well, man. They're always looking out. They'll replace your old mattress, bring the new stuff in, and you'll be good to go. They got 10 locations.
The deal seems so good it actually confused you, because you were right the first time. You can buy by five and sleep by nine. You could walk in there.
I didn't just say that.
No, you said nine by nine, out by five. You had it right the first time, and then you flipped it. It's the alcohol. The alcohol has got you. I hear that Matthews Mattress mattresses are great when you've had a little much to drink, too much to drink while doing your radio show. That's what I've heard.
High by five, out by nine is what I meant.
Free same day delivery for mattresses that are in stock. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com and tell them, tell them D-Lo sent you.
Well, tell them Casey sent you too. Don't do that.
I mean,
I'm here.
Tell them somebody sent you. You can say D-Lo, you can KC. Say D-Lo and KC. Say the Chatty House. Say ESPN 1320. Just make sure. I mean,
go to one of their 10 locations.
Think you get a little hookah. It'll take care of you.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll take care of you.
For sure.
Trista Crick joining us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. I think we got Herbert here too. Herbert, hey. What's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up, KC? What's up, D-Lo? Happy G-Day, homie.
Appreciate you, my man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, man, just wanted to send much love and respect to you and those around you on your day, man. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that a lot.
All the time. Hey, as for BA, man, get your money. Do you. And I'm glad you're happy, man. Shanahan, we got a system. Straight up. It don't matter who in there. We like to pay. We like the Patriots now. We just got to start winning those rings.
Well,
yeah, that's the big
difference. That's a big caveat, Herbert. That is a big caveat right there.
And look, I will say this,
y'all. So BA gone.
No, so we didn't do the confidence meter today. The trade percentage, I think, is up to 70%. I think he's gonna leave, because I think Pittsburgh gonna give him more money, and I think that's what matters the most to him.
Well, it's up to the 49ers at this point, right?
Yes and no, because. If the Steelers have given the 49ers what they want, oh, there's five. I forgot about her. If the Steelers, there's five now. But
I love this show. Well, six, because I forgot about the other one.
Oh yeah, we good then. We're good around here.
Fine. Yeah, no, it's fine.
If the Steelers are giving the 49ers what they want in a trade package, then they did their job. Now it's up to B, and B.A. been saying he want to leave. Niners got a contract there. If the contract ain't good enough to keep you in San Francisco, you can go to Pittsburgh. Get the ball's in your court. And I think that's what a lot of what today was about, like getting this messaging out. Mm-hmm. Like, look, we're trying to get ready for a season. Mm-hmm. Like, we're kind of done with all this. Mm-hmm. And I'm with them in that respect. Like, we can't be doing this for the whole rest of training camp and into week one. You're with us. We'd love to have you. If not, like, let's get a deal done and keep it moving and get some finality. Because I think to your point, and I don't know if they're related, but to your point, Trent Williams is going to get handled after BA.
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
So if if BA is holding up Trent Williams,
yeah,
like, no, we need to get this done so we can get that done and we can move on with life.
Jesse, you had something?
Yeah, Josina Anderson tweeted that the Steelers believe that an agreement is currently complete on their end, and it has been for an unspecified period now for Brandon Ayuk, but they're still waiting on final approvals from the 49ers.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
You can't have a trade agreement
I didn't get it
on one side and just go, hey,
that's what
we
I'm
did
saying.
It.
It's like, no, that's what I'm saying. It's all in the 49ers. It's just a matter of if they're going to trade him or not. I'll read that as Pittsburgh's not negotiating. Like, they have what they're offering is what they're offering. Now it's a matter of the Niners are going to take it or not.
So yeah, that's
the 49ers don't have to be bullied here.
They don't have to be bullied, and that goes different. That's different than what was reported this morning. I know Josina reported around the same time as the other stuff, but everything else was saying there's a framework in place for the two teams, 49ers and Steelers. Like, mm-hmm. They've got an agreement, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the 49ers are saying, basically, Brandon Ayuk, do you want to go to Pittsburgh? If you do, we've got a deal ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we have a contract offer out here. If you want to stay, this is the contract offer. You can sign it. All this trade stuff will go away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of what I took from it. Like, the 49ers are basically saying, like, figure out what you want to do, Brandon.
Hmm.
They may be saying, like, there ain't no negotiation no more. Like, our contract is our contract. Our contract offer is our offer. But you either want that and you want to stay, or you and Pittsburgh have worked something out and we'll finalize the deal.
Okay, there's a lot there. We'll get back to that.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.